So how are we going to deal with the opioid crisis? Last year, more than 49,000 people died from overdoses in this country, a record number, a tragic number. Different states are experimenting with ways to bring that number down. Some have slapped restrictions on the amount of narcotic pain medication doctors can prescribe. Another thing public health officials are trying is the ancient practice of acupuncture. Acupuncture is not generally recognized as a legitimate form of medical treatment here in the U.S., but in Hong Kong and other parts of Asia, it's a well-established option for all kinds of things. From our partners at The Pulse at WHYY, Alan Yu reports.
In the heart of the crowded streets of downtown Hong Kong, I find a nondescript office building where I take the elevator to the 17th floor. That's the location of a Chinese medicine clinic owned by one of the city's public hospitals. The waiting room looks like any other doctor's office, except for someone behind the counter packing herbs for patients. I meet 28-year-old Gordon Liu here. He's come to treat his shoulder and neck pain. We go inside a large cubicle, curtained off for privacy, and he gets ready. Then his acupuncturist comes in.
Okay.
She puts all the needles in points near his shoulders and neck and hands. After about 20 minutes, she takes the needles out and drops them into a metal bowl. Liu says before this session, his neck was very stiff. But now he is in less pain and feels better. Before he discovered acupuncture, Liu tried Western medicine, including injection painkillers. But he finds acupuncture to be the most effective. For many people in Hong Kong and throughout Asia, acupuncture is that solution. Doctors and hospitals use it as a way to treat pain. But despite being extremely widespread here, this ancient practice is still not well understood. And that may be why acupuncture is not considered a standard treatment for pain in the US. But that's beginning to change.
This one is at your ankle. Do you feel it?
My left ankle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
Okay.
At the VA Medical Center in Philadelphia, an acupuncturist is placing needles in Reno Reali's back. Reali was stationed in Iraq for 3 years and was badly injured in a mortar attack. The Veterans Administration here has been offering acupuncture since the early 1990s.
When I got back from Iraq and they did all the MRIs, it was a lot. I had my sciatic nerve was gone, I had herniated disc, I had disc degenerative disease, I had a lot of issues with my spine.
After he was injured, Reali, who's 38, went through several surgeries. But then he endured major pain and became disabled.
I ended up in a wheelchair because one of the surgeries didn't go well and left me unable to walk and my back really swollen. And I was in so much pain, like just getting out of bed, like took a lot of effort.
For years, doctors prescribed Reali strong opiate narcotics to manage his pain. But he says the medications made him foggy and they didn't really work. So a few months ago, he decided to try acupuncture. And now for the first time since he was injured, he's leading a more normal life and is getting his bachelor's degree.
Being able to be able to sit in a classroom without pain is great, to be able to walk without pain. Like, I was not able to do that with the medications.
Acupuncture is one of the things that should be tried first. And when patients do try it, they are very grateful.
For most of her week, Ileana Robinson is a gynecologist, but she comes to the VA regularly to treat veterans using acupuncture.
Sometimes it's like the first time that they've had a pain level less than 5, for example. Definitely it's something that we hope to be able to offer to more patients as the demand grows.
The VA is a major prescriber of opioids. But with the recent increase in opioid overdose deaths, the agency has been making a push to offer more complementary and integrative health services like acupuncture. And now, the VA no longer requires that acupuncturists also have a medical degree to practice there. More U.S. insurers are covering acupuncture, but it is still not widely accepted in healthcare circles. One problem is that there is little science to explain how acupuncture works and whether it works.
What has been happening is this slow, steady infiltration of pseudoscience like acupuncture into medicine.
Stephen Novella is senior editor of the blog Science-Based Medicine and an assistant professor of neurology at Yale University. He and other skeptics say there's no proof that the ancient practice is much more than just a placebo.
This is the thin end of the wedge, where they're using placebo effects in order to continuously expand their claims. And you are distracting people away from other strategies that might be effective.
But as deaths from opioid overdoses continue to rise in the U.S., more states are turning to acupuncture to treat pain and to reduce prescriptions of opiate narcotics. A handful now pay for acupuncture through their Medicaid programs. Ohio, which has some of the highest overdose death rates in the country, expanded Medicaid coverage to include acupuncture this year.
This is a leave no stone unturned conversation.
Barbara Sears is director of Ohio Medicaid.
We need to consider anything that we can that extends beyond just the opiate itself. So what other kind of treatment forms are out there?
California, Massachusetts, Oregon, New Jersey, and Rhode Island currently cover acupuncture through their Medicaid programs. And Delaware and Washington State are considering doing the same. Vermont, which has been grappling with a high number of opioid thefts, debated paying for acupuncture for its Medicaid patients. But the state decided ultimately there was not enough scientific evidence to fund the ancient practice. For The World, I'm Alan Yu.